Okay, we're starting our third shiur in Sefer Pachad Yitzchak. Last time we finished the first maimer, which we learned very major yisaidus, major Torah that we learned from there, but the inin of Chesed, the inin of Rosh Hashanah, and how the two of them come together. And in what air, in what way they come together. Fine. And Bekitzer, we learned about Midas HaChesed last time. The Midas HaChesed is the Midah of Bria. So the beginning of all creation was through Chesed, Elam Chesed Yabana. So to everybody's personal binyan, everybody's their personal building on themselves, building their character, also comes the yachas, the number one yachas, number one asset relationship we must have with others is chesed. I always have to think, what can I do good for you? What can I do good for you? What can I do good for somebody else? So specifically that look, then when I actually do it, when actually I'm fulfilling the chesed, that love dafka is always with the midas chesed. But in the sheirish, in the root form, the bria, in the creation, the dimension of creation, not the dimension of hanhage, not the dimension of existence, but in the dimension of creation, it's only kulei chesed. That's why I said the Rosh Hashanah is the zman habriya. Rosh Hashanah is the creation of the world. So Mele Rosh Hashanah also is a time of chesed. That's why Avraham Avinu recognized the Beirei, because Avraham Avinu had the meeting of chesed. He recognized the chesed Shem and the bria, and that's related to Hashem. That's who's the first to recognize Hashem. And that's what we learned last time. Now, the Rishiva Tzal and Pachad Yitzchak continues in Maimer Beis, also in Yav Chesed, meaning the first four Maimarim in Pachad and Rosh Hashanah, comprise what we call the Kunchas HaChesed, where the Rishiva Tzal, he describes the various details and understands in depth of Midas HaChesed. So today, Maimer Beis is a much shorter Maimer than Maimer Aleph. So maybe we'll get through it, maybe not, I don't know. Either way, we are going to learn the Oimek, the depth, and the importance. That's the importance, but the another Nekuda, another point in the idea of what Chesed is. Okay, ready to go? Weiter. So the Shimzel starts off the Maimer. Pia Pascha Bechochma, Besoyes Chesed al Lishoino. Right, there's a Pasuk in Mishlei, which we're noyig to say every Leil Shabbos, Eshes Chayil. Pia Pascha Bechochma, her mouth opens with Chochma, with wisdom. The Teyas Chesed and the Teyra of Chesed is on her tongue. Now the Gemara has a Kasha, I think it's a Gemara in Sukkah. We have the Torah of Chesed. There's a Torah of Chesed and there's a Torah that's not Chesed. What are these two? Torah of Chesed. Is there a Torah that's Chesed and Torah that's not Chesed? What does that mean? A Torah of Lamda, Torah that you're learning in order to teach, that's Torah of Chesed. Torah of Lamda, which is Lamda, if you're learning Torah not to teach it, but to keep it to yourself, that's Torah that's not Torah of Chesed. Now, we're going to try and understand the oimek, the depth of this chazal. But before we do that, the Rishiva Tzal over here has an amazing diuk in this Gemara. It says like this. Teiras Chesed is not, like, gives an example. Let's say there's someone, Chalila, who's blind. They can't see. So you go ahead in your great kindness. You read for him a sefer, so he could hear it and he could learn. Now, that's Torah. You're teaching Torah, and you're doing Chesed. Two separate things: the Torah, Limud Torah, teaching Torah, and Chesed came and met in the same area. But two separate things: it's Torah and it's Chesed. Torah's Chesed is one singular entity. It's a Torah of Chesed. a chesed de keteira. That's not these not chesed and Torah coming together in the same form, but it's the essence, the identity of this Torah is a Torah of chesed. And we're trying to understand what that means exactly. But he does make this nekuta, makes this point. You can have two things come together at the same time. But Torah's chesed is the description of the Torah. It's a Torah of chesed. The chesed describes the Torah as if they're one entity, not two separate things. So the Torah l'lamed is Torah's chesed. Doesn't mean that since you're teaching somebody, that's chesed. So if Torah and chesed, then it's not Torah's chesed. That's Torah v'chesed. What's Torah's chesed? Mashma, it's one entity, one identity. And that one is going to come to explain how the chesed of Torah becomes a Torah of chesed. Good? So far, so good? Is base. So once we understand what chesed is, in a deep manner, then it will be very clear why it's Torah's chesed. Right? Just like we did this last time, that we had the pasuk in the beginning about doing chesed and Rosh Hashanah, and we said if you understand what chesed is, and you understand what Rosh Hashanah is, then it will be abundantly obvious why there's such things as chesed or Rosh Hashanah. So it's over here. Once we understand what chesed is, then we'll be able to understand clearly why teaching Torah to somebody else is not just Torah and chesed that comes in one place by chance, rather change the identity of what that Torah is. So far, so good? Let's do it. There's a haftocheh, a promise to Avraham Avinu. Hashem Yisroch says to Avraham Avinu, Anoichi Magin Lach. Now, normally you understand, Anoichi Magin Lach means I'll protect you. I'll protect you. Anoichi Magin Lach, I'll protect you. But that's not what it means over here. The Maral says, Magen is a language that means chinam, for free. But this is a separate Indian. The way that the Maral is in Perek, at the end of Perek Vav, in the same Gvuras Hashem. The Maral says like this, Figech Omer Le'Avraham. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Avraham Avinu, "Shehu Bilvad Yerish Hamida Hazeis," that he was the one who's Yerish, the mid of Chesed, in the most intense way. Shegimilas Chasodim Kol Chelkeha, he was the inheritor of Gimilas Chesed and all the various aspects that comprise Midas Chesed. V'hoi Yerish Shegimil Schari, and he was very worried that he was Makabel Schar. I mean, there are very big Nisim done to save Avraham Avinu. Is very worried that all the schar that he developed over the years of serving Hashem, of doing chesed, things like this, is going to lose his schar for the next world. So Hashem Yisroch says, Al tiro, don't be afraid, Anoichi Magin Lach. Doesn't mean, don't be afraid, I'm protecting you. The Maral explains, Lashon Magin and Lashon Chinam. It's a language that means for free. Like V'yatzach Chinam, we're talking about an Eved Ivri that goes free. V'yatzach Chinam goes out for free. The Targum says, Mogin, he goes out Mogin. Mogin means for free. So, Schar Goyim Lechasodim. This is the Schar of Goyim Lechasodim. That's the reward of those people that do Chesed. She'oichlim ha'peiro Yisraelim hazeh. They eat the fruit in this world from their actions. V'hem b'chinim, but it's for free. Ken she'keren ha'kayim lo'ilim ha'bo, because their keren, their principle remains even in the next world. Midas chesed is different than all other things. Midas chesed is that you eat its peiros in this world, the fruits of it, but ken kaim es loy lemabo. Ken schar habem different schar is very great, even olam haba. How can my schar be so great in olam haba? I'm using it up here with the nisim that I'm getting here in this world. No, because the peiros that you're getting are for free. Ken kaim es olam haba. You get peiros in this world. So, what is it about Midas HaChesed that when a person does Chesodim, it doesn't take away from the Keren? I'll give you an example. The Keren, the principle. For example, if you're investing money, right? you're trying to cause pay raise. You're trying to get fruit from your money. But when you invest it, you're losing out on the principal. You might get it back, you might not. But you take from the principal. I think you've experienced this before. So when you go, when you invest something, you're taking from the keren, from their principal, and putting it into an investment, to a business or some merchandise, whatever it is. That's called mechal yekarnu. That means that the principal is getting destroyed. You might make it back, but in order to make that investment, you have to invest some of the keren. However, in the midas hachesed, seemingly you're not investing the chesed. The chesed doesn't stop. What you have now, that lasts forever. All you're doing is creating payers. You'll see soon what that all means. Let's see it inside. Ready? He quotes the Maral, and he adds like this. We just read it inside, but he adds further. The Tovin. See it? Understand Oid. Ki Oilam Hu Mechaz Deshal Gershbor. This world is created from the Chetzan of Hashem. Oilam Ches Yebonah. Hashem is Baruch Hu created this world with Midas Achas. And Midas Achas means Hashpoah. He's giving over. He's being Mashpia into this world. Like it says, Oilam Ches Yebonah. By the Chasdoi, by means of Hashem is Baruch Chesed, Yoitzim Lepoel HaToidos Ma'olam. All the various things come out into this world through the Midas Chesed. Hashem is what creates everything. Every fruit doesn't mean just fruit like orange and apple. Anything that's produced in this world, safe, comes from the chesed of Hashem. There is somebody who connects and clings to the midah of chesed. He has keren and he has peiros. Now, the Maral doesn't explain why. But midah of chesed is a midah of Bria, of creation, of production. Bir Dvarav, says the Heliga Machin Yitzchak. We see, look at this, that Smicha and Heloda doesn't have so much the general principle of Machalya Karna like other things do. For example, if a person takes a seed and plants it, and the earth produces another tree, you don't see so much that the tree loses its ability, the ground loses its ability to batzmiach, to be matzmiach another seed. It can produce another seed. Plant another seed in the earth, it'll sprout another tree.
And this was, the soil does change.
So it has some sort of effect on it, but not in a major way. Not a major way. You plant it, and you can plant again, you can plant again, you can plant again. Meaning, things that are related to growth, to giving birth, to creation, has much less of the quality of what's called mechalia karna. For example, if you go and wear a shirt, right? We're all wearing shirts. Right, so you can wear a shirt, but eventually the shirt gets ruined. The payrays are the fact that I could wear the shirt, but eventually the shirt will get ruined and turn into nothingness. You can wear shoes. The payrays of the shoes is I got to wear the shoes. Nevertheless, the shoes get worn out. Eventually stop working. For example, a bicycle. The bicycle has payrays. I use the bike, I drive it in. Eventually the bike breaks down. A car breaks down. That's just the materials. But the grand doesn't break down, right? A woman can have children and have another child and have another child and have another child and have another child, right? And if she can't have children anymore, it's not because she already had it, it's because she's too old. But not because she could somehow, her ability to give birth has been weakened. So when we're discussing the idea of creation, the idea of machalia karno, this that the Karen gets weakened applies much less. Everything in this world, you use it, it goes bad. But the koyach of matzmiach, the koyach of sprouting, the koyach of creation that exists in the human being and in the world, that doesn't go away. That doesn't get destroyed the more that it produces. So far, so good? So he says, the reason is because like this. is that the Rebbein Hashem created the world Yesh Me'ayim. The Rebbein Hashem used the midah of Chesed to create something from nothing. And the entire world is creation me'ayin. And therefore, since the whole world is creation me'ayin, so try and explain this. There's, like, similar to what we discussed last week, you have a dimension of creation and a dimension of existence, right? There's the koyach that creates something, and then once it's created, it belongs to the world of existence. But the power that created it remains in the world of creation. Right? Meaning like this. Let's say if you create a board game and you made the rules for the board game. Right? So you made the rules. You create a board game and you made the rules for the board game. So when you're in the world of the board game, you have to keep the rules of the game as they were created. But you in your own life, you are not in the board game, you're you, you created the board game. So you're not mshubit to the laws of the board game because you exist in a world beyond the board game, right? So the Rebbein Hashem created the world, the Midas HaChesed. Now this rule of Mechal Yekarno, this rule that the Keren gets destroyed and dissipates and gets weaker and gets ruined over time, that is a rule in the board game of existence. Midsa Chesed produces existence. It exists in a world of creation. So Mamela, the rule of Mechal Yekarno doesn't apply in the things that precede creation. It's like the board game. You have a board game made rules. So cause when you're playing the board game, you abide by the rules of the board game. But you created the board game. You're beyond that reality. You're beyond that world. So you're not Meshubit. You're not enslaved to those rules. So since Midas HaChesed is the Midas that produced the world has a rule, Mechal Yekarno. The world has a rule, the existence has a rule, the principle goes down. But that which precedes the world doesn't have that rule. So Midas HaChesed, which is the source of all of it, it created Yesh Me'ayin. That means Midas HaChesed exists in the world of Ayin, right? Midas HaChesed, which created the world, by definition means it precedes the world, exists in the world of Ayin. In the world of Ayin, the world of non-existence or pre-existence, there's no rule in Mechal Yekarno. Chesed is not subject to the rules of Mechal Yekarno because its root comes before existence. Its root is in creation itself. So therefore, like this. Therefore, what kind of chesed did Hashem do? Hashem, the chesed, the original source of chesed is creating yesh me'ayin, creating the world something from nothing. Therefore, the closer you get to that type of chesed, the closer you get to creating something from nothing, to that same degree, the rule of Mechal Yekarno will not apply. The chesed that the original chesed Hashem did is creating the world from nothing, right? So the closer your chesed is related to creating something from nothing, that same degree, that chesed you're doing also precedes the world and therefore is not subject to Mechal Yekarno. For instance, that's why he's saying that the koyach of being matzmiach something, having children, creating a tree, that's something that is shaykh to the world of Yesh Me'ayim. The closer that we discussed this last time, in Pechad Yitzchak, he says this many times, says it here also, that the closest a human being can get to what we call Bria Yesh Me'ayim, creating something from nothing, is having children. A seed planted to the ground came out fully disintegrates and turns into the world of Ayin, the world of nothingness, and then turns around and produces fruit, produces a tree. So he says here, that's why we're talking about children, with the keach of matzmiach, keach of smicha, the keach of producing a plant, of growth. That's like yesh me'ayin. And since that's like yesh me'ayin, that's like something from nothing. So automatically, the rule of Mechal Yekarno applies much less in those days. Understand this, Nakuda? I don't think so. But the chesed is, the chesed, of course, there's still going to be mechalia karna because we live in this world. But to the degree that the chesed you have is similar to yesh me'ayin, similar to the koyach of bria, the koyach of creation, to that same degree, the rules of mechalia karna will apply much less. Any chesed, but he's saying that the koyach of having children, the koyach of sprouting, that's something which is the most similar, and therefore there's, but every chesed that a person does is much less mechalia karna than other things that a person does. But even more so by this type of chasodin. So Avraham Avinu was the Merkava. He was the chariot of the divine chesed, as expressed in this world. Therefore, he had a special haftocha, a special promise, Anuchi Mogen Loch, I'm going to give it to you for free. What does it mean for free? That it produces peres and doesn't take away from the keren. It produces fruit and the principle is not taken away. That's what Hashem Yisbarach says to Avraham Avinu. Since Avraham Avinu was the reality of chesed in the world, therefore by him is expressed the most incredible way, the most deep and profound way, this that he doesn't have mechaya karni. His keren does not disappear. And therefore he gets everything that he's getting, the nisim and the flois that Hashem is doing for him, it's for free. Because his keren never dissipates. Dafka by Avraham Avinu, because he's midas chesed. Zushtay. Got it? Fine. Weiter. He says even further, though. A meridic thing. He says that, remember, Avraham, the name Avraham is Av Hamoin Goyim. The name Avraham means that he's the father of all the nations, the father of what's going to produce amazing things. The production of all of humanity comes from Avraham Avinu. So now, the fact that the name Avraham is Av Hamoin Goyim, that he's the father of masses of nations, we see from there that Avraham's midah is that he's a father. He's a father. Av Hamoin Goyim, that's what he was. He was a father. That is how he's described and his essence is related to. That's his name. And we know from the Maharal, anything that has a name, the name describes the essence of the thing that is named for. So Avraham Avinu, his name is Av Hamoin Goyim. That's what Chazal tells us. Av Hamoin Goyim, it's an Etrikan, it's a contraction of that. Meaning Avraham Avinu was the Av of the whole world. He was the Av. So he says the fact that he is the Av for all of humanity, that also is a product of the fact that he was Midas HaChesed. Why? Let's see. In Birkas Aves, the first bracha of Shemona Esrei, we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov. At the way end, meaning it's a Birkas Aves. It's a bracha about all of our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. However, at the way end, it's a bracha to Hashem, not Elokei Avraham, bracha to Hashem, Mogen Avraham. Why is it that the end of the brach we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Brach Hashem, Magen Avraham? As we said before, Magen Avraham, Magen means for free. So Brach Hashem, the one who gives free things to Avraham Avinu. Why is that what Chazar Kaveya to be the siyum, the ending of that brach? It's a brach of all the others, not just Avraham Avinu. Why Mogen Avraham? So must be that this idea of Mogen Avraham, Mogen, which as I said before means the Keren, the principle never disappears. The principle doesn't go away. And all the payers you get are for free. It must be that that represents not just the mead of Avraham Avinu, but somehow encapsulates all the others. Right? Because it's Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And the end, Brachat Hashem Magen Avraham. What happened to Yitzchak and Yaakov? It must be that somehow Magen Avraham is a representative of all them, encapsulates all the others. So what's the kesher here to Magen Avraham and the essence of all the other others? So Rishiva Zal says, it must be, like we just described before, something called an Av because it has a tolda. Something is called an av because it has a tolda. You don't call a person a father unless he has children, right? A person, no matter how nice he is and how respected and rich or whatever successful a person might be, he's not a father unless he has children. He could be a man, an adult, a brother, a son, but he can't be a father until you have children. The gather of father is, you're an av, that means you have toldos, you have children. Now, there's the yesoid in Pachad Yitzchak, it's a tesis. And he brings this tesis a lot in Pachad Yitzchak. I heard of this from the Shiva many times, but it's a very important tesis and it's used a lot. Now, there's two things that we discuss when it comes to the forefathers. There's something that we call Zchus Aves, that we daven in the Zchus of our Aves. But there's also something called the Bris Aves, the covenant Hashem Yisroch made with our forefathers. Oh, so the Gemara over here, Daf Nunhe in Shabbos, the Gemara says that Zchus Tam Zchus Aves. Zchus Aves ended already. So the Gemara says, when did Zchus Aves end? When did merit end? Amrav from Sheb and Be'eri. Shmuel says from Chazoel. And it goes on and on, many different opinions, when is Zchus Aves ended? So you would say to yourself, Zchus Aves is over, it's a pretty big disaster for all of us. But we say, look, Avram and look, Yitzhak and Yaakov are always being mispallel because of Zchus of the Aves. So we're always davening in the Zchus of the Oves. So what does it mean Zchus Oves is gone? So what are we doing? So Taisa says over here, a meridika thing. Taisa says like this. Omer ben Tam is the words of Taisa. Omer Tam, the Zchus Oves Tama. Zchus Oves is over. Ava Bris Oves Leitam. But the Bris Oves, that didn't end. That didn't go away. The Bris Oves lasts forever. So we're not davening anymore in the Zchus of our Oves, and the Zchus of Avram Avinu, you know, we do say in certain Piyutim, but Be'ikar, it's the Bris of the Oves. The Bris of the Oves means that whoever the Oves were, because of them, forever and ever and ever will exist their children. Their children will never be destroyed because of the Bris of the Oves. That is the same in his Magen Avram. That Magen Avram, what he had, the scar that he developed, that will never go away, that lasts forever. So it's the Bris Aves, the end of Aves means that there's toldos, and the Aves are the Shroshim, the root. That's the language that Pachlis uses over here, that they are the root of all of Klai Yisrael. Aveseh Shal Knesses Yisrael, the Aves of Knesses Yisrael, and Shroshim Shal Kedush Yisrael, they're the roots of Kedushas Yisrael. Asher Lo'ilam Lo'yechdu La'aseh Peiris, that those will never, ever, ever give up their prayers. Those prayers will continue to exist. So because of the Bris Aves, the Bris Hashem is made with the Aves, there'll be constantly prayers forever. And we still are the prayers of the Aves. That never goes away. The Aves fully exist. The Shroshim Ruchni that they implanted in us, that's still around. We're talking many thousands of years and thousands of neshamas of clients, thousands, millions, tens of hundreds of millions of yidden for all generations, still living because of the Oves. That's Anochi Magen Avram. Because Shem Yisroch established the Oves in a way where their peiros will last forever and they never go away. That's Magen Avram. You exist. You're here, right? You're here. I'm here. The whole base message is here. Shall we see that the Oves activation, if they realize that the Oves Akhtoshim, Zchus Oves is gone. Zchus Oves means that in the merit of their actions, that we should exist in the merit of their actions. That's already gone already. But don't get nervous, because the Bris Oves is still there. Meaning, the Oves, the reality of the Oves, keeps on producing Paris over, and how do they keep on producing Paris? Because the Bris Hashem is Baruch made with them. But you see it all the time, right? Many people, even in this base Medrash, that how distant and far away from Yiddishkeit were the many people, whether it's in Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, I got it right, Uzbekistan, or whether it was in Kendall, wherever it might have been. The pshat is that the shrushim, the roots of the oves, exist within every single one of us. And we're the peiris that keep on producing peiris over and over again for all generations. But the kedusha of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that exists within every single one of us, I let it go away. What do you mean? It's been so long. The principle should disappear. No, that's what the oves are. Oves is the pshat, Magen Avraham. Because Avraham Avinu lasts forever. The Midrash Chesed never goes away. That produces peiris, invite their peiris, and the never ever disappears. This is vital like this. So it comes out, l'chayre, seemingly, that the mid of Chesed, where the Maharal explained it, should never disappear. It just produces peiris and more peiris and more peiris and lasts forever. But l'maisa, we don't see that. When you do mid of Chesed, right, let's say, for example, if there's a new campaign, the Kirill is going to make a new building campaign soon. We'll see how the Dishmai. So now, let's say if you give, both you're going to make dedications. So in the case of the new building, you give money. So you say, I am doing chesed. No, but that money is no longer by you anymore. The money that you gave is gone. It was now, it used to be in your pocket. Now it's in a building, right? So Mechaya Karna, the Karen's gone. It's just the fact. If a person goes ahead and says, oh, that person needs help, I'm going to go. He needs help moving, right? Or Priku to Ina. So let's say the donkey that had the load, it collapsed. So I have to go and pick it up. I'm exhausted now. It's hard work. Now my muscles are weaker. So you do meet the Sachesed and you see that there's Michal Yekarna. You see that the Karen becomes weakened. So the Shiva Tzal explains the Pshat is that's because the Midas HaChesed that you're doing is somehow is joining together with the Olam of Gashmius. Gashmius disappears. We don't have an expression of Chesed in its most pure, unadulterated form because we live in the world of Gashmius, the world of materialism. And any Chesed we're going to do is subject to the world of Gashmius. Therefore, you're right. In Ruchnius, if I do Chesed, it doesn't go away. Meschus doesn't go away. But in Gashmius, I give you money. If I give somebody Tzedakah, if I donate for Meir Balanes, right? So then I don't have that money anymore. I have less money than before. So you do say Mechaya Kani. See, the principle goes away. But that's just because the chesed that we appreciate, that we see in this world, is chesed that is also a joint to it and is a partner in the world of materialism. The Gashmistic world that we're in. So he says, the pshat's like this. There's one exception to that rule. Chochmah. Torah doesn't disappear. So therefore, when you teach Torah to somebody else, that type of Torah lasts forever. That's a chesedic Torah. That's a Torah of chesed. That's how something expresses chesed in the most pure form is by teaching Torah. Because not only do I not lose out by teaching you Torah, I'm doing chesed, I'm teaching you Torah. But not only do I not lose out of my Torah by teaching you Torah, but Tamid Yisrael Mikulam, again from teaching somebody Torah. You teach your son, instead of Eliezer Levin, you teach him Torah, you gain all kinds of Torah. You teach your children Torah, your Tamidim Torah, or on campus, or whatever it is. So that also, you're gaining for that Torah also. So Chesed, is most pure form, is expressed Davka in Limud HaTorah. Because there's no Mechal Yekarno. Chesed not supposed to destroy the Karen. We teach Torah, the Karen doesn't go away. The Karen just increases. So as Teres Chesed al Lashayna, that the truest expression of Chesed is Dav Kalim HaTorah. Because then you don't have Mechal Yekarna, you don't have that the principle goes away. So that's what the Shiva Zal is explaining over here. Pia Pasav Chokh, but Teres Chesed al Lashayna. Why do you see that it's a Torah of Chesed? They both come together. Because the Torah that you teach is good for the greatest expression of Chesed that's possible to be. It's Ches in its purest form, that's a Mechal Yekarna. So Zog the Heilige Pachin Yitzchak, Pshat is, that we have to realize, Chesed just was Negev, our Aveda. That's just enough to know the concept. But when you do Chesed, whether you see it or you don't, it's a Mechal Yekarna. You never, ever, ever lose that by doing Chesed for somebody else. Ches is the Kech HaBriya. Ches is the Kech to be Matzmiach Peres. Ches is the ability, it's a Mufka from the whole Din Mechal Yekarna. It comes before the Bria. So Chesed comes before creation. It's not enslaved to the rules of Mechal Yekarna of having the principle go away. So we have to mechazer ourselves midas hachesed. In Maamar Aleph, we learn midas hachesed is a midah of bria that creates us. I'm going to create your being, create who you are, create your entity, your life, your avodas Hashem. Number one step is midas hachesed. Afterwards, you have other midas that run the dimension of existence, but the dimension of creation, that's midas hachesed. And further, we see over here another idiom of chesed, that since chesed is a midah of bria, it's also subject to the rules of the Chayei Karna. You never, ever, ever lose that for chesed. Chesed is anichi magin lach, for free. Huh? But in this world, you only see it by chesed. You only see it by teaching Torah. Because Torah doesn't lose that. But the truth is, it's applicable by every chesed you ever do. You just don't see it because I don't have the money anymore. I gave it to my Meir Balanes. I gave it to the crew. You don't see it. But the emes is still chayei v'kayim, this musik. They never lose that from chesed. It just adds more and more and more all the time. Siyat Shmei Rezoich et emes mitzvah chesed. Create ourselves. Create the world. Not lose our keren and rezoich to a year aksiv v'chesim ha'toiv v'siyat et shmei.